Hello, and welcome back to Tea with Tracy, coming to you spilling relevant tips, trends, and talk in all things real estate, home ownership, and community related. Well, today we are continuing on with our local business entrepreneur series, and my guest today is none other than Ryan Anderson. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on, and you are one of the partners of Standard & Co. Cafe,
yes. Right?
Yes. And located in what was, I don't know if it's still called GLAC, but the Great Lakes Athletic Club, is it still, are they keeping the name right now?
They are, yeah.
Okay, yep. All right. So yep. It's still that, but now owned by the Orion Township,
yes.
Parks and Rec. And so very excited to have you on. I know we've been trying to schedule this for at least 6 months.
Yeah,
I think.
It's been a hot minute. Yeah.
It's been a little bit and like different things have come up, but here we are.
Yes, so. I'm very thankful. Yeah, so thank you for being persistent
because
something I've wanted to do. So
yeah,
I'm glad we can make it work.
Well, and same, you know, I mean, it took both of us still communicating, so I'm so happy to have you here today and to chat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very exciting that the cafe. So now how long has Standard & Co. been in existence?
Yes. So technically, if we're signing documents-wise, since April 1st of 2023,
okay.
We opened our doors June 22nd.
Okay.
And actually, we weren't even actually planning on opening that day. We were actually going to be that weekend. And the three owners and the crew and the management were all there. And we had just got done with a training. And we were like, we just did it in the morning. We're like, why should we wait? And so I opened the doors and I looked at everybody and I said, hey, guys, we're open. And the people who were at the front desk of the GLAC were like, what? And I was like, can I make an announcement? So, one of our partners, Brett, said for the very first time, we're open. And it was off to the races from there.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. I am so not in recent years, but I have been a member of GLAC or had been for many years. And I know that, you know, the cafe there actually had closed down quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So it was just something that, it was just hard to keep both a gym and food and beverage service going. And so that was something that it was no longer there, and I think it was missed, and it was something that members really did miss having there. So how did it come to be that you and your partners decided, hey, we're going to, because that's not your background, right?
No.
Like your background, you're a loan officer and mortgages. Also, I should say thank you for your service. You are a veteran.
Yeah.
So that's.
Not anything that we'd ever done before. Like probably other people who are patrons of the gym, selfishly, we just wanted to be able to get like a smoothie or a wrap or a bite to eat or just have a place to work out, and work out of, just to make for convenience wise. So, I joined the gym in like summer of 2020, like as soon as things kind of started to open back up. And then I brought my workout buddy and my partner, Ryan Kelly, at the cafe in with me. And he grew up in Lake Orion. He used to go to the GLAC when he was growing up, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get back to it too.
Yeah.
And it just kind of came to fruition in getting to know the ownership of the gym and the general management that they had a need, obviously, because it'd been actually the cafe had been closed down prior to COVID.
Yeah.
And so there was a huge opportunity hole really in the GLAC to be able to have something that serviced the members there. And so Ryan and I just said, well, we can do it. We'll do it. We'll figure it out. And so we kind of started along this long path until we met and kind of brought in our partner, Brett, who has a ton of food experience in restaurants and stuff.
You
like
brought
that.
In the experience.
We brought in the expert.
So, So don't fear. There's a lot of experience when it comes to this.
He had all the strategic partnerships as far as, food vendors and how to kind of run and get things set up and starting looking for the criteria for the cafe crew members and, you know, some of the menu items. And so I'm a huge foodie and I love food. Cooking is probably like, I always say food's like one of my love languages.
Yeah.
And so
I'm right there with you.
I was so excited. I was stoked to like help create this menu. But like when you sit down and you're like, okay, you know, we have to, I'm sitting here thinking like, well, I like this or I like this.
Right,
I'm like, yeah, dude. But like other people aren't you. Actually, everybody else isn't you, so you have to create this really robust menu. And so, you know, we put a lot of time and effort and stuff like that into that, and it just kind of all started coming together.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you started on this journey, and we'll touch on this and then we'll move on because, you know, there are a lot of, there's a lot of information that goes on up, about there and a lot of speculation. And with the gym, you know, just being bought by the township, you know, there's a lot of things going on and being said. But just to clarify, your company, your cafe had nothing to do, like you were separate, like other than having a lease that needed to be honored.
Yes.
You have nothing to do. You had no idea who was going to purchase it or when that would take place, right?
I mean, no, we were surprised just as everybody else was. There was you know, a point in time where we were all in the cafe and we're doing our thing, and then next thing you know, there's starting to be like a couple groups that come through and they're like, "Hey, we're and like people who weren't even asking permission to go through the kitchen and all this other stuff." And I'm like, wait a minute.
You're like, wait, you like, can't be here.
Yeah, like, y'all aren't us. Like, we got to figure it out. So then through, you know, conversations with the management and the owners of the gym, we found out that it was for sales going through all these other things. So,
we were
obviously separate entity of Orion Township and the gym as it was and as it is now.
Yeah.
But super excited that, you know, we're able to partner with the township.
That is so awesome. And I'm one of those who's very excited that the township has made the purchase.
Yeah.
I came from a community that had a community center, you know, that had a gym and a pool and all of those things. So I just see a lot of great things coming in the future with the township having ownership. Of course, there's going to be a few little growing pains.
Of course.
But,
here's with everything.
But yes, but and very excited that there's going to be a strong food and beverage service in there. But but that's something that it's no longer, whereas when it used to be the gym's cafe, the only way you could get to the cafe was when you came in and you checked into the gym and you came through that way. But that's not the case any longer.
No.
Right?
Yeah. So in some of our initial negotiations to wanting to open up the cafe, we were like, hey guys, not only do we want to, as members of the GLAC, we want to be able to service our fellow, you know, gym goers.
Yeah.
But we want to open this thing up to everybody.
Yeah.
And so in doing so, you know, we kind of negotiated and they were generous enough to be able to let us kind of have some creative, artistic, you know, ideas come to fruition. So we actually blew out like a whole wall and now we have our own patio, our own seating. We have our own entrance. So if you're not a member of the Great Lakes Athletic Club, we're still open to the public. You can still come in through the separate entrance. It's not as intimidating. You don't have to go through the gym entrance and have to explain that you're not a member of the gym and all that other stuff.
I'm just here for my smoothie.
I just want a wrap and a salad, man. Yeah. So we did that. I mean, that was probably one of our very first things that we did.
Okay.
And between Ryan and Brett and I, manual labor wise,
we
dug it all out. We brought in, you know, a backhoe and dump trucks and all this other
stuff.
You
did that yourself?
We did a very vast majority of it ourselves. Yeah, we hired a cement crew and then we hired a company to come in and place the door in the glass properly.
Sure.
Yeah. Outside of that, everything else was done by us.
Wow. So. Okay. So very ambitious. The three of you are very, very ambitious.
I mean, like, you know, who better than us?
But I love that you did that. It's open to the public because the three of you are very community oriented and your fathers and so, you know, that you want to make that a space that's open to everyone. I love it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, so a little bit of the history of like what it was and what we want it to be. So Ryan Kelly, our partner, he grew up in Lake Orion, graduated from Lake Orion. He remembers going there. His wife, Kelsey, huge hand and a gigantic help in helping us because men brain work very differently than women brain. I'm so grateful.
Just a little
for
bit.
Her.
Yeah.
Yes. But and all the wives and everybody else that's done that, too. But they remember because Kelsey used to work in the cafe back in the day. And so she remembers as like a teenager working there.
Probably know her then.
I guarantee you.
I probably do.
I mean, her and her sister worked there. Mom helped all that other stuff. So we're like, this is what it used to be. We want to kind of return it and like magnify it into what its old glory used to be.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of bring and be a part of the community from what it was and then wanting to incorporate and integrate it with it, what it's going to be and what it's going to be now, especially with the township, you know, acquiring it, wanting it to turning the gym into a community center, but really focusing on keeping intact the gym part. We're like, well, this is just the best way for us to be able to do that because outside of the cafe, again, with some of our other business experiences, we can bring a lot of people into the cafe that might not even really necessarily know about the community center.
Right.
And so obviously, you know, that although
be a nice synergy.
Yeah, of course. And like, they say community, obviously Lake Orion being the community because the township owns it, but like there's other communities that go there, right?
Yep.
So we have Oxford, we have Clarkston, we have people that come maybe from a little bit up north.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of good people that come there.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to help like, hey, this doesn't have to just be just a lake or anything. It doesn't have to be just a gym membership thing.
Right.
It can be like a really good spot for everybody. And so because of that, you know, great workspace atmosphere. I mean, I know people who go to Starbucks and they call Starbucks their office.
Yeah.
But like Starbucks is great, but it's also probably a little bit loud, a little bit busy. The music's overly loud, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a 2,200 square foot space that you could sit on a comfy couch. You could grab a table. You could pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And we see, we have a lot of people that come in there and read. We have groups that meet in there for like Bible studies and stuff like that. So we just want to make it like a kind of a catch-all place and then also have the opportunity to grab like a really good cup of coffee and a smoothie or something.
It's the new meetup and hangout spot.
That's well, and that's that's what it used to be, right?
Yeah. So, Oh, that's awesome. And so, okay, so speaking of how like community-focused you are, you do have a lot of different things that you do. And you're mentioning like Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
Kids Eat Free. And so what are some of the, you know, what are some of the outreach things that you're doing?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the three of us being fathers, we love to be able to have invite as many kids as possible.
Yeah.
So Kids Eat Free on Tuesday, with purchase of an entree by an adult, right? It's not like your 12-year-old can come in and be like, I need a free meal.
Give me some food, please.
So, we have that. We also have, gosh, I mean, we have a ton of stuff. We have catering menus. We have, Flip Wednesdays. That's probably one of the fun things. So, so say we have something called a standard combo where you can get a discount if you get a smoothie and a wrap.
Okay.
But at checkout, you say, do you want to do the Flip Wednesday? And if it's heads or tails, if you guess it right, you get 50% off your order.
Wow.
Right?
So, okay.
Just like fun stuff
that
like
is
that.
Fun.
Yeah. We have Kids Eat Free. We have those. We have free coffee for senior citizens.
Okay.
We offer military, both retired, active duty, and veterans, and first responders 10% off their meals at all times.
Okay.
And then we just have like a lot of different things we wanted. We have catering orders. We're obviously committed to participating with schools.
Okay.
So we worked a lot with Oxford, Lake Orion, and Clarkston for the football programs, sport programs, and stuff like that too. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So what are your hours like? Since you are, you know, you can access outside of the gym, are your hours the same? Are they what are the hours?
So originally they were the exact same as the gym.
Okay.
With the transition of a couple of the things with the gym, and then transition from summer into fall and fall into winter and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
We kind of noticed there was a couple of hours in the morning where maybe we weren't as busy and at night. So we're open during the peak hours of the gym. So we're 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. On Saturdays, and then we're actually closed on Sundays.
Okay.
Which we're actually thinking about reevaluating.
Yeah.
Just because there's been obviously a lot more people coming in on Sundays and stuff like that. We don't want to have the opportunity to miss serving those people.
Sure.
But just for right now, it kind of made sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, it helps give the staff like a little bit of an extra day off.
Yeah. A little bit of a break. That's always good. Be able to go to church at least.
Yeah.
That's what I do on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. But yep. For sure.
But one of the things I was excited to hear too is that because I have been looking at reinstating now that the township has purchased my membership at GLAC. And one of those reasons is because not just for the gym, but the pool. I really missed the pool in the summer. And I was very excited to hear when you said that there can be poolside service.
Yeah. I mean, I was so excited about that just because the idea of, you know, if it's a community and it's a, you know, Great Lakes Athletic, if it's a club, right? The word club in the term of that is like it needs to be kind of an all-inclusive thing. It's something that's fun. So obviously if you're back by the pool, you're a member of the Great Lakes Athletic Club.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do is we kind of took over one of like the back rooms. And you can actually – so first and foremost, we have a full menu that's back over by the pool. We have grab-and-go items that you can order right there. I mean, you can have chips, snacks, drinks, everything right poolside that's available right there.
Okay.
We also have 1 to 2 staff members that walk around with handhelds and will take your order right at your seat so you don't have to get up.
There you go.
Or you can walk to the, you know, you can walk to the window and order it, and then, you know, within a couple minutes, we're bringing it out. We have a pager system.
Okay.
So, yeah, I hand you, you know, pager number 8.
Yeah.
As soon as it rings, then you know your food's there, right? So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, really, it was kind of crazy, honestly. To kind of navigate.
Well, yeah, you said you just opened your doors in June.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right in the middle of that season.
And,
so.
We did that strategically, though. We wanted to be able to, like you know, throw us in the deep end with
just
weights on, you know, and we're going to figure out how to swim. So
throw you in the deep end with the weights on your ankles and just let's see.
Here we go. Yep.
Okay.
So I don't want to say we had some trial and error.
Of course.
When it came to like the getting the order and finding out, you know, who it was and all that other stuff. So, but we landed on a really good system.
Okay.
You know, probably a quarter way through the summer, everybody was really happy about it. We got some really good feedback from, you know, the people who were ordering stuff from us. And People were getting their food faster, hotter, better, and all that other stuff.
That's awesome. So see, you learned how to swim real fast.
Real quick. Yes, absolutely.
Real fast. Yeah. So, well, it sounds like things are really off to a great start, and I'm excited. You know, so again, it's something for people to keep in mind. If you are getting together with friends or networking, or, I mean, you can come in. You don't have to be a member to be able to stop in. So what are some of the, like, what are, you said you have a robust menu, but what are some of the things that are kind of like the hot items?
So obviously, you know, we're Standard & Co. Cafe, and we, being inside of a gym, our smoothies are, I'm trying not to sound biased as possible. Our smoothies are phenomenal. Really, all of our food is very good. And, and me,
well, I mean, being a foodie, you have to love it, right?
Well, so, that's right. That's like, I just need you to try it. I promise you, I'm not fibbing to you. But, I mean, if my kids like it, who are picky, and to be also fair, and I'd say this if they're right in front of me, Ryan and Brett are probably the two pickiest human eaters I've ever met. And they love our stuff, right? So as far as the menu goes, I mean, literally anything. We just, as of January 6th, we just expanded our entire menu. We got some really good feedback from the people who were coming in about things that they wanted to see, things that they might have thought we needed to change or lacking. And then we also look at took a look at sales and national sales to find out what things were being ordered in the community. So we even started with breakfast. We have really good breakfast flatbreads.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, like the banana peanut butter and honey breakfast flatbread.
Oh.
Phenomenal. But then we also did, like, you know, you have your breakfast wraps and sandwiches, bagels, things like that.
Yeah.
And then all the way up through lunch, any type of wrap, sandwich. We added a new standard BLT with avocado on it. Phenomenal. Okay. like, you get the really good thick bread.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. And then, obviously, fall, winter time, we offer some really, really good soups. We do partner with Dessert Oasis Coffee Roasters.
Ooh,
so,
love them.
Yeah, I mean, phenomenal coffee brand. Yeah. They've done such a good job cultivating their just community and, like, what their brand is. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to be friends with the owners and work with them a couple of times. So, you know, being able to offer their coffee the way that they do it, like the authenticity of what they provide, is like one of our key focuses for the cafe. Because we have people that come in specifically for that coffee, which is great.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we have salads, wraps, to-go items, all the, you know, the whole nine. Pre-workout, we actually have supplements as well.
Wow.
So being that we're in a gym, it kind of always makes sense. Yeah. So, you know, protein bars and stuff. I mean, literally, robust is, we have quite a bit.
Okay. So if you haven't been in to check it out yet, then you need to at least stop in and see what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Give something to try. I mean, you're making me hungry. I might be like, as soon as we finish, wrap this up.
Yeah,
I might have to.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But no. All right. Well, is there anything else that we should know about Standard & Co. Cafe?
Yeah. I mean, I think really the big thing, and I'm going to call it a hurdle, is just being able to know and have everybody know that you do not need to be a member to be able to enjoy the cafe.
Yeah.
So I get that it's a little bit off the road. Probably a little intimidating. And it's hard to be able to see that there is a separate entrance. We're working on signage, and the township's been great on helping us kind of get to that point.
Yeah.
But I mean, I personally, you know, run some of my businesses out of there several times. We have groups that meet there. We've hosted educational events. We've hosted staff meetings, like the whole nine. There's plenty of space to be able to do that without having to, number one, necessarily pay for a space. We do have an opportunity to where if you wanted to hold a birthday or do something like that, we have space in the back that you could rent out. We have our own catering menus.
Yeah.
We've catered to anywhere from, you know, just a couple of smaller groups to like whole brand new, like grand openings for businesses.
Wow.
So that catering as well.
That's something to keep in mind for some of the businesses around as you're doing your ribbon cuttings need something
that's exactly
catered.
What it was. Yeah. There's a financial institution that opened and they charged us with the catering for it and it went swimmingly. So it was great.
That's fantastic.
I would personally love not only to be able to see more people kind of come in from the cafe to the cafe from the gym side.
Yeah.
But would really, really invite any community member at all to come check it out, even if it's just a cup of coffee or a smoothie or whatever.
Yeah.
Our prices are hands down by a lot lower than any smoothie place or fast food place you're going to get. And I promise you the quality would be just as good, if not better.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And you know what? With that new roundabout that's right there, it's actually very easy to get into the parking lot.
Go ahead and just swing through.
Right on through. So, well, if anybody would like to meet you in person and have a cup of coffee, you can be found at Standard & Co.
I'm there often. Yeah. Please, I'd love it. I would love an opportunity to meet people and just, talk just community and talk businesses and talk opportunities for us to be able to help them and help us, Or, and by help, I mean, like, do you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
It could be something simple.
Yeah. So. That's fantastic. Anything? Did we miss anything?
You know, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. I mean, follow us on Instagram and follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, we do, like a VIP texting group for discounts, giveaways, stuff like that. We often post, some things like that on our Instagram stories and reels and stuff like that as well. So, give us your support. It means the entire world to us. Stop in and check it out. And we love open and honest feedback. So if there's something you want to see, let us know.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. Yeah, I'm so glad this worked out. So thank you for joining me.
I appreciate it.
So
thank you.
I appreciate you. And thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you next time on Tea with Tracy.